This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Peacefully, and I'm totally nonviolent when it comes to the offensive actions. If everybody that's pissed off and tired of being pushed around, the globalists are losing politically and culturally and spiritually. They want violence. They want it now. They admit that. And so we need to be very, very careful right now. And I'm worried if they go and kill some children, which they may do, to trigger an uprising, then they're going to hit a North American power outage. Guaranteed they pre-program that. I've talked to military, CIA, people that are good, that they're being told, get ready for it to be imminent. If you think that the globalists have stopped, you got nothing coming. But they want to have a violent confrontation first, then cut the power off. And so everybody better just get ready and better get prepared. I look at CHOP and these other autonomous zones the left set up, where the police wisely left it alone for a few weeks. Then it descended into crime. The public turned against it. Then they cleaned it out. This is the opposite. These are good, hardworking people that have a real grievance, who are saying, we want you to stop trying to forcibly inject us and track what we do to drive these damn trucks. And so I think they have a right to stay, and they should stay if they want. But 20 days into this, they've made their point. Is it now time to at least get the children out of there? I'm not saying folks are using them as shields. They're not. But that's what's going to be said later. I think the globalists may use the children to actually trigger something. I'm not saying what Canadians should do. What do you think as a Canadian?
Well, Alex, the reason that there's children down there in the first place, a lot of them, is because the families that have lost their homes. They're living under these trucks now, and they're missing, you know, payments on them, and the other guys are, you know, they're missing mortgage payments. Like, they've got nowhere else to go. So when these governments, they act like they care about these people, and they say, it's time for you to go home. It's like, well, we are home. We live on the strip.
So they backed these people into a corner.
Mandates. Exactly, and that's worrying, and I share your sentiment with that. And, you know, we talked to some other people, and you played some video of it. I said, when they come to arrest you, if they're going to do that, don't fight. That's what they want you to do. They want you to fight them. They want you to have an excuse. They want to have an excuse so they can, you know, bring the hammer down and just do whatever they got to do to you. So what they do is, like, yeah, lock arms and sing, oh, Canada, just let them arrest you if that's what they're going to do. And the whole world's going to see this, and the whole world's going to know who the bad guys are here. These are just men, regular people. You know,
sure. I totally understand. I agree with you. And these folks are more savvy. It's not a million people. It's not a one-day event like January 6th where we got set up. I just really admire these people, and I agree. If they can stay peaceful and, quite frankly, let the police beat them on video, and that gets out, it'll bring down Trudeau for sure. So if they're willing to do it, then they're heroes, and we should just be praying for these great Canadians up there because they're fighting for all of us right now with their peaceful civil disobedience.
Yeah, and we need to win the hearts and the minds of the people over it and have them understand, because I do believe that most of the people in this country and our homes are good natured, they're good people. They've been lied to, they've been fed, you know, nonsense and lies and poison, and they're reacting in ways that are, you know, incompatible with reality, with the truth, because of the things that they've been told by these liars. And the longer we keep this up, the more their lies become obvious. And I mean, you know, look at the size of these crowds. This wouldn't have happened a year ago or 2 years ago. It's getting out there. So, you know, we just, you know, keep at it and, you know, win enough of these people over.
I totally agree. How close to a no confidence vote in Parliament? Couldn't Trudeau be removed right now? I mean, there's incredible video. I know you've seen it just today where they scream and yell at him the last 3 days in a row and run him out of Parliament bipartisanly. I mean, him and Klaus Schwab got to know people are sick of his crap.
It's definitely tense, and I mean, I don't envy a lot of the people in that building if they're, you know, because they like their cushy, you know, politician salary and all the money they make and everything. But at the end of the day, this guy clearly looks like he's going down hard. So, and some of his own liberal MPs have turned on him. You know, and again, that's the kind of people these are mostly. They're going to be self-interested and think about themselves. And if they look down the road and see that it's not in their best interest to stay aligned with, you know, Trudeau's cabinet and his government, then they won't. And I expect, and they're starting to jump ship. I think you'll see more of that happening.
Exactly. And that's what leadership's all about, is to be the wintertime soldier to get these other fairtime patriots to go along with us. Jeremy McKenzie, amazing job. God bless you. Please keep giving us updates, not just on my show, but others. And we'll follow your reporting at RagingDissident.com. Thank you, sir.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world, and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and banned out video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Banned network in the world.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Incarad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning south out of Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
It's all about global thermonuclear.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and gentlemen, the only winning move is not to blame.
And Putin just played that game and pulled his troops back from the border, even though the West is massing there. But who is expanding is Communist China, make no mistake. And they own the Democratic Party. But thanks to people like Dr. Li Mingyan, we have a good chance of exposing this and stopping. And I'm not going to go over her amazing bio here, but we have got a lot to cover with her today. She joined us last year. Li Mingyan is a Chinese virologist known for publications, interviews, reporting on SARS-CoV-2 was made in a Chinese government lab. She said this 2 years ago. She's been vindicated. She said it before 2 years ago. She was warning because she was working at a major university monitoring it all. And so I don't get any of that wrong. I'm going to bring her on to reintroduce herself to you and then to go into the latest, because she's saying the Chi-Coms were not the Chinese people, but the evil Communist Party, who've also used their COVID release to control their own people, are releasing something else at the Olympic Games. Quite the charge. If it was anybody else, I wouldn't have them on. I'd say that's too dangerous, only having one source. But she predicted and was warning people, as I've seen the news reports, before it was public about COVID-19. And now we know it was lab-made. We know that Fauci and others lied about that and are basically double agents for the Chi-Coms and others. So Doctor, thank you so much for coming on with us. Li Mingyan, thank you so much. You're the expert here. Where would you like to start? Probably with some of your background for folks so they know what your track record is, how accurate you've been, and how vindicated you've been.
Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you again. Thank you for having me. And I want to say the network is not very good, so your word is time to time stop, and I will try to briefly tell what I can tell. So please repeat your question, please, okay?
I understand. The Skype is not working well. Give us your background. You predicted all of this more than 2 years ago, and now you're saying the communist Chinese have released a new weapon.
Oh, yes, a few things. The first is I am a PhD. I am a virologist and also a medical doctor. I worked at the University of Hong Kong, the WHO H5 reference lab. And also I am the independent coronavirus expert since the SARS-CoV-2 outbreak. And I came to America because I was a whistleblower and also the insider from Chinese labs, which actually in a function made the unrestricted bioweapon SARS-CoV-2 and then released it and launched the bioattacks worldwide, caused the pandemic. And since that, whistleblower, and so they whistleblowing, so they tried to disappear me. And all the things I know, I tried to tell it through the media since I came to the United States, and also I wrote the 3-in report. Since the beginning, I told people this is not from nature. This is Chinese Communist Party's military, and also together with their international helpers, including Dr. Fauci and the others, to launch the man-made disaster for all of us. And the other thing is when you talk about the new bioweapon, what I want to say is based on the intelligence, very important intelligence from China I received, and I verified many of the things they mentioned. So in China, actually, because Xi Jinping believed that, hey, when COVID failed for Chinese Communist Party, because none of them got well punished, got really punished. So Xi Jinping and his scientists, military people, they decide to try the other bioweapon viruses. And one of the things is the viruses which can cause the hemorrhagic fever, including marble-like viruses, MRSA, Hanta, all these type of Ebola-like viruses. And also they actually trialed their secret antidotes in China. And based on this intelligence, Winter Olympic was one of the places, the opportunity CCP planned to release the new virus or the new bioweapons. However, we don't know if we can manage to postpone it or stop it. Maybe they will do it later. So what I want to tell people is, please don't give more opportunity to Chinese Communist Party. We have to fully prepare and stop their evil plans.
I will tell you what is so frightening to me and so concerning, Doctor, is that, correct my memory if I'm wrong, but you were warning in December of 2019 or even earlier of a escaped virus, and that it was lab-made and that it was SARS-CoV type, and then now that all turned out to be true, and now you're warning of hemorrhagic fever. So how did you know so early first, and then moving to the hemorrhagic fever you're saying you believe is being released at the Olympic Games? Please give us evidence of that or why you're saying that.
The first is I want to say I start to talk about COVID-19 and reveal all the truth about this virus from mid-January 2020. At that time, I was on behalf of WHO reference lab, did the confidential investigation about the Wuhan outbreak, and I got warned from the beginning that I would be disappeared if I don't keep silence. And until mid-January, because they still cover up, WHO cover up with them, and also I confirmed that it's from the military lab, and it was not the natural outbreak, it is man-made, so I decided to tell it to the world. It's not only about prediction, it is based on the real information, first-hand information from China CDC headquarters office to the local doctors in Wuhan, combined with my expertise and also all this knowledge from my lab, because we are the top emerging infectious disease lab in the world. So now this time, what I want to tell people is, first, China has done, based on the very confidential intelligence, that they have done the trial using the citizens in China during the lockdowns happened in December 2021. That is the biggest city in China, Xi'an. It has over 13 million people. And CCP government launched the military drill and gave the excuse as anti-COVID, make COVID zero case in Xi'an. However, during that time, they also tried their hemorrhagic fever virus.
Doctor, stay there. Li Mingyan, stay there. Back in several minutes to talk about him.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to lies is truth, and I cannot hype this guest up enough. I remember in January, February, 2 years ago, that she'd been in the news warning that it had been lab-made and that it had been released on purpose. And we'd heard the reports of the release at the Olympics then, some of the military Olympics that were going on. And I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens with that. And then it all turned out to be true. So then now she says the communist Chi-Coms are releasing hemorrhagic fever. For folks that don't know what that is, maybe she's a virologist and doctor. She can explain it to us. But that is quite a statement. That is quite an announcement. And so I'd like her to... slowly as she can, because we know she's a scientist and a doctor, and a lot of this is technical, explain to us what hemorrhagic fever is. And I know she can't give away her sources, but some of the providence of the intel and what the motive is and what she's saying is about to happen. I mean, what is this hemorrhagic fever going to do? How communicable? Is it weaponized? Is it given gain of function? Please tell us everything you know, doctor.
Okay, Alex. So hemorrhagic fever can be caused by different viruses. Hemorrhagic means bleeding, and also plus fever. This is a group of symptoms, and it is usually caused by different viruses, which are all high lethal, and also they can be Ebola, can be Marburg, can be Lassa, can be Hanta virus. And this virus, most of them are already verified as bioweapons. And it can come from nature, from the animal direct to human. It also can cause not severe human-to-human transmission. I mean, the transmissional rate is quite lower than SARS-CoV-2. However, if you don't get treated in time, then you will get the death rate from over 10% to even 90%. And we still, until now, don't have the well-known efficient drugs to treat it. You can be treated based on your symptoms and also according to the different viruses. What I want to tell people is the intelligence shows China has secretly conducted such trials in Xi'an, in that city. Why do they want to try that? Because CCP, this time, they changed the thinking to study the bioweapon. They first believe they have found the antidote, and then they say this antidote will match the viruses they are going to use. So my source actually gave me the name of the antidote CCP believed. The name is a drug from Johnson & Johnson Company. That is a drug. I have sent the link to Alex, your staff. Maybe you can post it to audience. The commercial name is Dazalab, and it is a drug designed to anti-cancer, anti-leukemia. It is a mono-antibody which is anti some protein named the CD38 in the cancer cells. So when I get this name, I and my team, we examine why this can be the antidote for hemorrhagic fever viruses. And then we found CCPD conducted the studies to point out that when you get infected by the hemorrhagic fever viruses in your body, the cells abnormally express CD38, this protein, will increase. And then that is their thinking to use this antidote, kill these abnormal cells with CD38.
Well, so, let me just interrupt you, doctor. So your source is so high level. I mean, you're on record working at one of the main big, you know, hospital virus research facilities in the region, one of the best in the world. We know that. Your predictions have come out to be true. But your source is so high level, they don't just know that they released it. They even know, obviously, then what the treatment is, because obviously those that release it want treatment for themselves. That is just insane. I mean, that is wild. What do they expect, if you're right here? What is the goal? What is the motive of releasing this? Why would they release hemorrhagic fever?
What I want to say is I cannot confirm whether they have released it already through the Winter Olympics or when will they exactly release it. What I can tell you is CCP released it in Xi'an, that city. They trialed it because they also want to see the antidote. And they have to do the military drill. Remember, before the military gives in 2019, CCP also conducted the military drill in Wuhan about the novel coronaviruses.
And so sure, and that, what you said 2 years ago came out later in documents from Peter Daszak. You're absolutely right. So to be clear, you're saying they've tested hemorrhagic fever in other cities, but you're saying it's a threat they may release it. So that's good news. You're saying they haven't released it yet at the Winter Olympics. Okay, I misread. That's good news.
Oh, that is something, yes, I'm still waiting for more intelligence information, and because this will be very confidential, so I never say they already released it through the Winter Olympics. But I want to tell people, they fully prepared once they see the timing and they believe the Winter Olympic would be a very good chance. So if the timing is good, they will manage to infect some foreign participants and this virus can come to America directly or maybe it can go through other people to America later. Anyway, China believed they have this secret antidote. And also, once it happened, China can use such antidotes to kidnap the other government and the world. And also, my team, we have verified another thing is, although this is a very expensive drug, usually over $10,000 per dose, and usually it's short of storage because not many people need these drugs. However, in China, they managed to manufacture a lot of the drugs from last year, at least from last year, from different companies. They managed to get this drug patent from Johnson & Johnson, and so China's going to repurpose it once the outbreak of hemorrhagic fever happened. That's why at that time, you have to listen to China. And I want to tell people is this kind of viruses, although it's very lethal, but it's difficult because the pandemic, it usually causes a small outbreak because people are very, very alarmed of such viruses.
Sure. Are you saying, just to interrupt, doctor, because I want to track all this right. I don't want to make another mistake here. You're saying the Chinese communists are pre-positioned and have manufactured this rare drug ahead of their potential release of it to profit from it.
Yes, they are already preparing that. They put this expensive drug into the national insurance system. This is very unusual. Our government is never so nice to people. It's a very good reason that they can produce this drug nationwide, and also they can reduce the cost of this drug. So they can
all right, stay right there, doctor. Your Skype's breaking up again. Li Mingyan is with us. You can find her at Dr. Li Mingyan on Gab and Twitter, Dr. Li Mingyan1, DrLimeng. Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest price you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, and we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, she predicted first that COVID-19 was made in a lab and had been released before anybody else did. I remember seeing her on Fox News like a year and a half ago talking about it. And I'm like, well, and later that all came out. And now she's saying that the communist Chinese have tested hemorrhagic fever in different cities, and they may release it at the Olympics. Some of the news picked it up and said they had released it. And then she talks about Chinese communist big pharma wanting to profit off a drug they already know is the therapeutic for it, just like the new Project Veritas report will play part of next segment, where they have a senior FDA executive saying, we get paid hundreds of millions, the vaccine doesn't work, but we're using this to basically take over. A recurring fountain of revenue. So, Dr. Lee Ming-Yan, thank you so much for joining. You can find you on Twitter at Dr. Lee Ming-Yan. That's DrLiMengYan1. And again, there's so much to say, so much to break down. Thank you for your courage. I just got to ask you, obviously you were working at one of the major facilities. You saw what was going on. Why did you have the courage to come out, or why were you the first to talk about this? And now 2 years into this, what do you think of the lockdowns and the forced inoculations and Fauci and Gates and just as a human being, what is your view of this, in my view, biomedical tyranny we're now living under?
Thank you, Alex. So my reason to tell it out is very simple, because I am the medical doctor and also I'm the virologist. Once I see what happened and once I know what will happen, I think it's urgent and I must tell people. I will be guilty if I keep the secret with me and I see what happened in the future. So that's my reason. And I won't tell people it from the beginning. I tried to work with many other people, including initially the Chinese YouTube blogger Lu De, based in U.S., to use his anti-CCP broadcast to deliver this message. And we managed to change Xi Jinping's strategies and also postpone and reduce the damage at that time. And also, after that, I keep telling, especially since I escaped to America, I told people that Dr. Fauci didn't tell the right things. He's lying. And also, Dr. Peter Daszak is lying. And there are so many infiltration from military, from civilian scientists, and under control of Chinese Communist Party in the U.S. and other countries. And in the U.S., there are also a lot of bad scientists. They didn't do the right thing. They will help China for their own benefits, including the people in Johns Hopkins and also in many other good universities. So basically, Chinese Communist Party using coronavirus as the unrestricted bioweapon. That means they cannot only use that virus to cause such big damage unless they also combine with the misinformation, censorship, and also propaganda. And also, I want to tell people, I'm happy to say after 2 years' effort, I see a lot of brave people, brilliant people, patriots from America. They realize what happened. They stand up together, call for anti-Chinese Communist Party and anti-such mandate policies, which actually means communist ideology. And also, I want to tell people, we must know what Chinese Communist Party is going to do. So they are unrestricted by weapon. For example, this time, when they are going to use hemorrhagic fever viruses, they have fully prepared also propaganda and misinformation. You may not know, but Chinese government already started the propaganda from months ago to blame America. They said America government will release other bioweapons. And also, for example, they used the news of the monkey escaping from the Pennsylvania death trunk to make the misinformation that Ebola-like hemorrhagic fever will come out because monkey escaped from American lab. All like this. So this time, once they release these viruses, they will also use this propaganda to cheat you. You may hurt such hemorrhagic fever come from nature or come from other countries, seems not related to China. You may hurt that this is American government did it to undermine China. You may heard a lot of misinformation.
By the way, Doc, you're on fire right now. And I remember when that happened 3 weeks ago, I thought that looks like a perfect cover story. Then the supposed woman that saw the wreck, she got a fever. And I just said, that just sounds like a Hollywood script. And you're saying that's a cover for if there's now this hemorrhagic release, they'll say it's naturally occurring. Wow.
That is something CCP used. They have used it in China. They make this news very, very popular. They said this is the beginning of hemorrhagic fever in America. However, we don't know what exactly happened to the monkey. We also demand the investigation about that monkey. Why? It is not well protected because this is a lab monkey. Usually we believe it's not an infectious monkey because that not fit the protocol. But if it is kid, we must know what this monkey delivered to the lab for, which lab going to accept it from which lab, and what happened to those monkeys, and did they diagnose the monkey whether they are healthy enough or not. And we also need to know this because we should not give the opportunity to Chinese Communist Party to misuse such information.
Wow, Doctor, what else is on your radar screen? What else are you concerned about? Do you have any other information about any other Chi-Com plots that they've got cooking?
Basically, I really want to tell people, it's not joke, it's not conspiracy. If you can read in Chinese, you will see Chinese government already established the next 5 years plan based on the biosecurity. Remember, biosecurity in CCP's world means bioweapon program. So for example, in 2020, the CCP think tank from Shanghai Pasteur Institute, they have already said we are going to use the control and the prevention of emerging infectious disease to achieve Xi Jinping's human community that sharing one state all over the world. That means all over the world under CCP's control. They already make sure that it's their central plan. And if you check the industries in the biotech field, after 2 years pandemic, they were already developed. So these industries earned a lot of profits from the pandemic. And if China's going to release more, and it's, as the intelligence already showed, they have prepared antidotes. Although we don't know whether this is really so efficient, and we even don't know the clinical results because China never shares this data to us. But if it happens, China also can use this to earn a lot. So that's why I want to tell people, don't be panicked. First, this is not something can cause the pandemic. They won't cause panic and chaos. The second thing is you have to be well prepared. And you should not give more chance to CCP because they have more viruses in their lab. That I also said from the beginning.
Absolutely. So the Communist Chinese allied with globalists, Bilderberg Group, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. You can see it all, the mainstream media, using it to all power grab, take over, shut down U.S. industry, increase all their globalist investments in China massively, and just use it to bring in a worldwide authoritarianism from Canada to places like Spain and Austria, where they have forced injections now taking place. You can see it all, and you can see DASIC covering up the lab, covering up the Chinese government involvement. You can see our media doing it, and it's all starting to come out. Wow. Simply amazing. I'm not going to keep you for the whole next segment because I know you got to go, and also I'm going to play this incredible Project Veritas report, but I just wanted to ask you briefly, when we come back, ways to stop the CCP and their globalist allies in the West. How do we stop the next phase, as you said, with this whole armory they've got of all these other deadly viruses they've cooked up that they're about to release on us, that then the left worldwide will use as a pretext to take full control. Stay with us. This is incredible information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
She was out there 2+ years ago warning. She was the first person. And I'm sitting there in like January 2020 going, how does this lady know all this? And I was a little skeptical. And then now it all came out. She was right. And now she's laying more information on us. And I forgot about the monkeys and the hemorrhagic fever and obvious cover story. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That like a zombie apocalypse movie. So how do we counter the Chi-Coms and their double agents? Even the FBI director now says, okay, it's not white supremacists that are the greatest threat. They're not even on the list of real threats. It's the communist Chinese. He's, quote, blown away by it. Yeah, it's all over. Most of the Democrats we know put a Chinese communist agent literally in their office as part of their deal with the CCP. So this infiltration is like a marriage of the leftist elite with the Chi-Coms, in my view. How do we counter that, and what do we do to stop this?
The first thing is Americans need to understand Chinese Communist Party, understand their tactics. That's why you always say, why I can tell this? Because I grew up from mainland China. I finished my studies there, and also I have been there for over 30 years. I know it. And also I want to tell people is all of these are not conspiracy. These are intelligence. And these are also based on my and my research team's verification. So I will tell you based on the scientific analysis, based on the data, and you can verify by yourself. What I want to tell people is, you see, CCP already celebrates their COVID trophy. And also, Xi Jinping controls the country even worse. And so that's why in Xi'an, in the lockdown with 13 million people in December 2021, you barely can get any useful information from the media. However, there were also many brave Chinese people there. They tried to take their life risk to deliver the message to me and my team because they believe we can help to we can help them to reveal this. What we want to do is we have to work all together to reveal CCP's tactics. Let the world know what is the real information. So also, I want to remind people, last time when COVID happened, most of you cannot believe that international scientists like Fauci, Dezhak, work with Chinese Communist Party to cover up, to cheat you. However, CCP not only control them, CCP also infiltrate into other countries, especially like the countries in Southeast China, Southeast Asia, and also Africa. So if you check, you can verify that how CCP study hemorrhagic fever viruses in the West Africa. They built the lab there with their military. They study it everywhere, and they send so many scientists there to understand hemorrhagic fever viruses. So you should know CCP already put a lot of efforts studying the bioweapons. Last time, they made the COVID, and there is man-made evidence. I pulled out the smoking gun. Also, I pulled out it's not from nature. This time, they changed the thinking. They want to tell you this is even no gain of function change. It's just the natural lethal bioweapon viruses like Lassa, like Marburg. It can be from West Africa. It comes from maybe rat or bat. And it comes to you, it will cause outbreak. All of these other things they can use. The goal is to destroy your country, destroy your economy, make your medical facility paralyzed, and make you lose your trust to your government or your civilization or your constitution. So we must...
Exactly. People ask, well, the globalists are discrediting things, but we blame our own government. They're not perfect, but it's meant to break down society and create a collapse of confidence, a cloud pivot move. So people think, oh, Trudeau's destroying himself, but he's destroying Canada in the process, which is what these crazy post-industrialist environmental terrorists want. Klaus Schwab has V.I. Lenin in his office, and he's an ultra-rich globalist, but that's what they want. This is a cult.
Exactly. Communism, Marxism, and also whatever name they use, if they want to push your mandate, lose your freedom, lose the humanity, then they are cult. They are evil. Basically, they are antichrist. This is not something about religion. This is something about real faith. And also, America is a country based on the Christians and also the constitution. It guarantees your freedom and also the liberty of this country. So if you give up your freedom of speech, you give up your freedom of listening and thinking, they will never give it back to you.
Well, that's right. We have Chi-Com allied globalist Great Reset forces that are openly in a revolution against our rights. And so presidents and prime ministers come and go, but the rights that are being trampled, that's what they care about, is setting the precedent for that. All right. Dr. Lee Mignon, thank you so much. You're on Gab at Dr. Lee Mignon. Any other places people can find you? And closing comments.
Teachers, they can find me, but be careful of hundreds of fake accounts created by CCP. Only one is the one with over 100,000 followers.
Okay, so and I'll put that on screen right here. These are the right ones right there. You can see it, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the right one on screen, Dr. Lee Mignon?
I believe it would be. I cannot say it now.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. We appreciate your courage.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Doctor. All right, that was an amazing interview. Look, I didn't get to this, and I got a bunch of breaking news, and there's just too much to cover it all, but I'm going to try my best. This, recurring fountain of revenue, FDA exec admits Biden planning annual shots, including toddlers, and admits that the shots are hurting people. I mean, the full interview is on InfoWars.com and Zero Hedge and Project Veritas. Whatever you do, go to InfoWars.com and get this article and share it. I mean, this is smoking gun of smoking gun stuff. And you just heard that lady on, who 100% is for real and is a top virologist and was working at one of the top labs in Asia and saw all this months before it broke in the news. She's like, look, it's a new SARS, a new thing. It's man-made. Look at it, because they've got the billion-dollar equipment to look at this stuff. Man, I tell you, it's sick. And then again, hemorrhagic fever is not that big a threat, she's saying, but it's a hysteria now where every new virus, every new problem, these companies, including the Chi-Coms, are going to sell you something for that's $10,000 a dose. They're giving us the phobia. They're giving us the medical hysteria. They're turning us into a bunch of idiots while telling you, oh, vitamin C and sunshine and vitamin D and zinc and all this. You don't need that. You don't need things that are on record working. Oh, that's all horse paste. You don't want that. You want remdesivir that eats your kidneys. And then we've got this. We're going to talk about this with the next medical doctor that's joining us. But Don Salazar did a great job last night. But he ran this headline. Two teen boys found dead in bed 3 and 4 days after receiving COVID dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Great headline. It's not hardcore enough. It's a Harvard study looked at a bunch of people that died, young boys, after they took the shot and concluded the shot killed them. So that's the headline. I've asked them to repost it with a headline. Harvard study confirms Pfizer COVID injection killing teen boys. I mean, people think InfoWars exaggerates. We can't even get it hardcore enough. And then I got all these other articles. My God. We're going to hit it all coming back. Listen, if I don't plug this, we're not going to be here. And I love you. Plus, we got great products you need. This is the last week because we've already took us months and months and months, almost 5-6 months to get it. And we already have sold out a half of what we got at 50% off X3, the deep earth crystal iodine, and then two other iodines because some people need the two other iodines to help upload to the body. It's a small minority of folks that can't upload it, but some people like X3 better. It's apples and oranges. X3 back in stock, 50% off. That sale is going to end very, very soon in 1 week. But what does end today, the last day of the 3-day extension, 25% off on high-quality, good, durable food that's fresh and in great, hard plastic tote containers with plastic bags inside that are really high quality so it stores really well. You can bury this stuff or put it in your attic. It doesn't matter. Last decades. This is how you beat inflation. It's how you protect yourself. It's how you get prepared. It's one of the most important things to do. And it funds the InfoWar 360 win. It's 25% off. They haven't done that in 4 years. 25% off. It ends today at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the subpage at InfoWarStore.com. And then the 25% we make on the food. They don't make their 25. Are you getting that, folks? Yeah. The makers that fund us are selling you food at 25% above cost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Can't beat that deal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.